Welcome to yet another life-changing message from Reverend Sydney Alumensa. Reverend Sydney is the head pastor of God's Ally Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a sermon titled, Anointing to Come Over. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Chapter 2 verse 17. I read from the NIV. 1 John chapter 2 verse 17. I read from the NIV. It says that the world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. I take it again. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. Somebody say the will of God. Verse 18, dear children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. Verse 19, they went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belong to us. Verse 20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. Someone say anointing. Oh, come on, I can't hear you. Say anointing. Verse 20, the Amplified. It says that, but you have been anointed by, you hold a sacred appointment. From you have been given an option from. It says the Holy One, and you all know the truth, and you know all things. Verse 21, it says that I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the Father. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church about the spirit of Antichrist. And he tells them that there are many people in the world that are antichrist or anti-truth. He tells them that, listen, he says that they would come in several forms and even in the last days that we live. And he says that I know that we are living in the last days. And he's cautioning us and saying that, listen, we have to be careful. He says that we have to know that the antichrist and the anti-truth is amongst us. But Jesus would come at any time. We are living in an upside down world where, you know, a person is seen to do wrong. Many say that it is right. We are living in an upside world where evil reigns in our lives, where we turn to our families, our society, and we see evil everywhere. The truth of the matter is that we are supposed to be Christians on fire. Somebody say on fire. Say on fire. Say on fire. The truth is that we are believers that are living in a world of unbelievers. Hallelujah. But John has a message for us. And John's message is that, but you have an anointing. Say, I have an anointing. Say, I have an anointing. John's message for us this morning is saying that I have an anointing. He's saying that you have an anointing. And he's saying that the anointing you have is from the Holy One. And all of you know the truth. Now, I want you to write in your notebook, anointing and truth. Anointing and truth. Write in your notebooks, anointing and truth. Now, we have an anointing because we know the truth. Am I communicating? We have an anointing to come over. We are anointed to come over because we know the truth. And when we become a Christian, God gives us an anointing. Somebody say, I carry an anointing. Say, I carry an anointing. It says that, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. The English word for anointing comes from the Greek word charisma. Somebody say charisma. Say charisma. It means a smearing of a special endowment of the Holy Spirit. So if you have an anointing, it means that you carry a special endowment from the Holy Ghost. I want you to type somebody high five real soft, not too hard, and tell the person, I carry a special endowment. Tell the person, I have a charisma. Tell the person, I have a charisma. The Jewish New Testament commentary says that you have received the Messiah's anointing. It goes on to say that you have an anointing because of the context this could be rendered, that you are Messiah. Somebody say, I am Messiah. Look at somebody, say, I am Messiah. Everything about Christ is in your life. If Christ carries the anointing, you carry the anointing. Because the anointing is not from any other person, but the anointing is from the Holy One. Look at somebody and say, I am a carrier of the anointing. It goes on to say that we have been anointed to come over. It means that wherever I find myself, there is an anointing for me to come over. Now, the book of 1 John is really one long letter. If we have read it before, John goes on to explain what this anointing is. And in 1 John chapter 2, verse 12, he says that, I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. Tap somebody, have five, say, all your sins has been forgiven. Can I preach to you today? In 1 John chapter 2, verse 13, it says that, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. It says that, I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you have known the Father. I want to take it again. It says, I write to you. Is it on your screen? Let's read together. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him. I write to you, dear children, because you have known the Father. Verse 14, it says that, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Can you slap somebody real hard, high five, and tell the person that you have overcome the evil one? Dear saint, we have overcome the evil one. I came with one word, and the one word is that we have overcome the evil one. I know that in these 7 days we have fought many battles. In these 7 days we are still standing. We might be little and weak in our bodies. We are still alive and we are breathing. I know that in these 7 days we are battling the unseen, but there is somebody who can see the unseen, and he is the Holy One. And he says, you carry a charisma. Somebody say, I am a carrier of the anointing. Oh, look at somebody that you really mean it, and tell the person, I am a carrier of the anointing. Say, the charisma is upon my life. We have overcome the evil one because we are anointed to come over. I'm coming over. Tell somebody, I'm coming over. Say, I'm coming over. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, NIV, I read. It says that you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them. The underlying word here is overcome. It says that you have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. 1 John 4, 4, give me the King James Version. It says that ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them because is he that is in you than he that is what? In the world. There is a greater person that is in you. That is why you are a carrier of the unction. You are a carrier of the unction. Can I preach like I feel? The inside force is greater than the outside pressure. Write it down. Say, my inside force is greater than the outside pressure. You know why? Because what is on the inside is greater than what is what in the world. The anointing force that is in our spirit is greater than the outside pressure. In the world might push you to the left and to the right. The world might say that you can't make it. But one thing I understand is that I carry a charisma, and nothing above the heavens and beneath the earth can shake my faith. Tap somebody on your left, on your right, and tell the person, I mean business. The anointing. And I choose to believe God. I don't know about you. I choose. A songwriter say, I choose the way of the Lord. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, the NIV. It says that for everyone born of God, listen, it says for everyone what? Is it there? Let's read together, church. I can't hear you. No, let's take it again. For everyone. Even our faith. When you go to verse 5, it says that who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So everyone that is born of God is an overcomer. Are you understanding me? An overcomer is someone who overcomes. An overcomer is someone who comes over. The Lord sent you to tell you that he needs you to come over because you are an overcomer. And one thing that can help you to become overcomer is for you to be saved by God. So if you are here and you are not saved, you need Jesus. Because without Jesus, the charisma will not be upon your life. Am I communicating here? The person who overcomes, comes over to God a way of thinking. So when I come over, I come in thinking and in alignment of how God thinks. If I am an overcomer, I think the way God thinks. Am I communicating? How can I preach like I feel? I think the way God thinks. When you get saved, there is an obstacle that comes your way, but because you are saved, you have a charisma to overcome any impediment or any mountain that the enemy brings to your life. The Lord sent it to charge your spirit and let you know the truth. The truth is that you are an overcomer. I don't know who I am speaking to, and I don't know where you came from this morning, but I came to charge and to lift your spirit that the Paracletus is in your life. The Paracletus is with you,
and you are an overcomer. Can I preach like I feel? It doesn't matter what they say to me. It doesn't matter how they criticize me. It doesn't matter when they look down upon my life. It doesn't matter what they say at my back. One thing that I know is that the overcomer is in my life. I might be delayed, but the overcomer is in my life. My peers may be going ahead, but I know one thing, that the overcomer is in my life.
Oh, Jesus. Elamas kaprata senebe. The short definition on how to overcome is come over. Someone say come over. You see, John is trying to tell us something here. And he's saying that we are anointed to come over. That if you are a Christian, you have to understand that you are an overcomer. And he's saying that you became an overcomer the day you were saved. Look at somebody say, that day you said, Jesus, you are my Lord. From that day, you became an overcomer. I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight, this morning. But if you are drowning and someone comes and rescues you, you can tell your story. But you are not drowning because you are rescued. When you are saved, you become what? An overcomer. Am I communicating? You are someone who overcomes. You are born as an overcomer. You are an overcomer. You have come over to God's way. When you come to God's way, it's a way of blessing. When you come to God's way, it's a way of miracles. When you come to God's way, it's a way God, when he speaks to you, it comes to pass. If you come in God's way, the Lord says that your vision tarries, but it will come to pass. You have come to God's way. And you have come to God's way of thinking. You know how God thinks? God doesn't think defeat. God doesn't think defeat. Listen, can I talk to you? Some of us are looking at our life now saying, "Emahadi eve paku andeske." When will that day come? And you've been saying, and some of you are telling yourself that I'm a person who cannot win battles. I'm defeated. But God doesn't think that way. No. Look at, touch somebody real soft and tell the person that it looks like it's delaying. But God thinks victory coming. Oh, come on, say God thinking. Is victory coming? Say God's thinking. Is victory coming? You don't, if you are an overcomer, you don't doubt like how the world doubts. You have come over. You don't fret like how the world fret. You have overcome and you come over. Evil might mock you and might mock your faith. Evil might tell you you are useless. Evil might tell you you are hopeless. Evil might tell you that it is impossible. Evil speaks to you and say that give up in life. But what you need to understand is that there is a constant battle every day with your faith. Satan one side is telling you give up, but there is a charisma on one side that is telling you that my lady, my gentleman, don't give up in life now, because it is not upon but it is within. There is an anointing that is within. It is with, look at somebody say it's within. And you know the interesting thing is that God is inviting somebody this morning who feels that he or she is not an overcomer. And God is saying that come over. God is saying that come over. He's saying that come on my side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John's message is clear and powerful. He tells us that we are anointed to come over. But you know what? And I close with this. He says that we are anointed to come over to the truth. Am I communicating? Am I communicating? Oh, look at somebody say the truth. Say the truth. Say that I know the truth. John is saying that you know the truth. I am anointed to come over to the truth, not to the false, but to the truth. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. You see, the truth of the matter is that Satan tries to scare us over with fact. Am I communicating? Satan tries to scare us with the fact. He tries to scare us to come to his side. But look at somebody, type somebody real high five, really hard one, and tell the person, I have the truth. Say, I have the truth. I want you to get up on your seat, look at somebody and tell the person that we can laugh at him. You know who you are speaking to. You are telling it straight at the face of that devil. Tell the person we can laugh at him. Because I declare I am anointed to come over. No, come on, scream on top of your voice. Say, I am anointed to come over. To come over. We get to where we are right now because we are anointed to come over. Can I preach with you? Oh, tap somebody real high five. Say, I have a charisma to come over. We have to come over our past. Oh, look at somebody, say, come over your past. Say, come over your past. Say, come over unbelief. Say, come over unbelief. Say, come over sickness. We had to come over discouragement. We had to come over many things that the enemy has crippled us. I came to tell you that there is a charisma in your life. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. Tell somebody else, I say, I carry. I carry. I travel to Jeremiah 1 verse 19. It says they fight. They will fight against you. But you will. It says they fight against you. But you will not. But will not overcome you. It says, for I am with you and I will rescue you. Look at somebody, say, the witches, the wizard. God says, I'm painful. They will come at you, but they will not overcome you. Am I speaking to somebody? Jeremiah 15:20. It says, I will make you a wall to these people, a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you. Look at somebody, say, they will fight against you. But the Bible says, is it on the screen? It said they will fight against you, but will for what? To rescue you. When you travel to Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, it says, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, NIV, and the gate of Hades will not overcome it. Am I preaching to somebody? I don't know what you are going through, but you carry an unction. You carry an anointing. Tell somebody, say, I will make it. Say, the devil is a liar. Is a liar. Revelation chapter 3 verse 21. It says, to him who overcomes, NIV, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcome and sat with my Father on his throne. Look at somebody, say, I will overcome and I will sit with my Father in heaven. The Lord invite us to live as an overcomer. Tap three people and tell the person that the Lord invite you to live as an overcomer. How can one live as an overcomer? We can overcome when we know the Lord's truth. We don't deny the fact. The fact say that life is miserable, but the truth say that I am an overcomer. The fact say that I'm going nowhere, but Isaiah 53 verse 1, he say, who had believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The fact says I can't make it, but Isaiah 53 verse 1, the NIV, he says, who has believed our message, to whom has the arm of the Lord revealed? Look at somebody's, I have a report, and the report is I am an overcomer. Isaiah asks a question and he says that who has believed the report, and God asks the same question. God asks you the same question. Who has believed the report? Who has believed the message? Who has believed what have been heard and seen? Listen, all that we have is we clung on the truth. Am I speaking to somebody? The truth is that we have been anointed. The truth is that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Can I preach to you? We answer with the truth. The fact says that Sydney, you will fail, but the truth says that the vision is yet for an appointed time. The truth says that yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Look at somebody, say, I know the truth. I know the truth. I can't hear you. Say, I know the truth. Say, I know the truth. When the evil one says we can't have joy, we answer, we know the truth. Tell somebody, I know the truth. What is the truth? Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. Nehemiah said, this day is sacred to our Lord. He said, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Lift up your right hand for me. I know a God whose mercy full and kind,
faithful and gracious.
Are you sure? Let it come from your heart.
I'm the apple of his eyes, the color fills his heart. Every morning, noon, and night, he loved me when I didn't care. He was patient till I came, running back into his arms. Look how he turned my life around, make me a shining star, his glory to reveal. I will
come on, lift up your hands and worship him. Jesus.
I will worship him forever, love him forever, because this God is too good. I will worship him forever, love him forever, because this God is too good.
If you know he's too good, this God is too good. Oh,
this God is too good. Oh,
you are anointed to come over.
This God is too good. Oh, this God is too good. Oh,
he will never fail you.
God is too good. Oh, this God is too good.
this prayer. Please put it there for me. Psalm 126 verse 5. One prayer. One prayer. Let's read together. Psalm 126 verse 5. Let's read together. Let's read. Oh, read like you are a prayer warrior.
Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy.
Lift up your right hand for me. This is not my word. This is the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
It says that if you sow with tears, you will reap with songs of joy. Not just joy, songs of joy. Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
I have gone through a lot in life.
I have gone through a lot in life.
But your word says.
But your word says.
If I sow with tears.
If I sow with tears.
I will reap.
I will reap.
Put your name there. Sydney, I will reap.
Michael, I will reap.
With songs of joy.
With songs of joy.
Begin to pray in 1 minute.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sydney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and Shalom.